During the summit, under the theme of New Beginning, New Fields, New Vision, China and CEE countries have sought to bring their bilateral ties to a new height under the framework of bilateral cooperation known as the 16+1 mechanism. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang proposed that establishing an open and win-win partnership would be a major goal for China's CEE cooperation, which will also focus on enhancing connectivity and advancing production capacity cooperation. On the sidelines of the summit, China signed separate deals with Hungary and Serbia on construction and revamping of a rail link between Belgrade and Budapest. The construction of the railway is set to cut travel time between the Serbian and Hungarian capitals by more than half, will begin within this year and be completed in 2 years. Premier Li also proposed an initiative to promote cooperation among port areas in the Baltic Sea, the Adriatic Sea, and Black Sea.
We are willing to cooperate with CEE countries in boosting connectivity in the 3C areas. Since we have rich experiences in port design and equipment manufacturing, we are willing to invest in port projects in CEE countries.
Premier Li also noted that financing is the short plank of China's CEE cooperation. Thus, financing channels will be expanded to facilitate bilateral investment.
We propose to establish a 16+1 multilateral financial firm. We will promote the projects, especially larger ones, under the principle of commercialization. On one hand, China applies to become a member of the European Bank of Reconstruction and Development so as to support the construction projects. On the other hand, China will support its equipment manufacturing under a commercial bank operation mode to meet the demands of CEE countries.
China will also increase import of competitive farm produce from CEE countries and enhance bilateral cooperation in the fields of trade and people-to-people exchanges. Many CEE countries' leaders have expressed their support for China's proposals. Latvian Prime Minister Lietuva Šadžiūna said she especially supported the new cooperation initiative in Adriatic, Baltic, Black Sea region.
I would like to express our support for the Seaport Corridor initiative, connecting Baltic and Black Sea and Adriatic ports, proposed by our Chinese colleagues. I'm grateful for the high confidence in Latvia.
China and CEE countries scored a fast-growing yet moderate trade volume of some $60 billion last year, accounting for 1/10 of the volume between China and all the European countries. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.